I warned you a long time ago, Elizabeth. Not to name this ministry after a man or a woman. Even before there was a ministry, I put it in your spirit. For none of this has been done by your hand. None of this has come forth from your mouth. It is from the mouth of Yahweh that has given birth. It is from the mouth of Yahushua your Messiah that has given birth. It is from the mouth of Ruach HaKodesh Jeremiah that has given birth. If it had only been by your hand, it would have failed long ago. It is by the Shekinah glory's wind that blows across this earth, the holy wind of revival. It is not by your breath, or it would have failed. Don't hinder the gifts I have given you. Many are called, few are chosen. Gideon's troops are called, but few were chosen. I, your father Yahweh, weeded them out. My beloved, thus saith Yahweh, know this. I have not called you to fail, but to succeed in my name. I do not start a good work and then not finish it. This calling is not of you, but of me. Does not my word say, I choose the weak so my power is manifested? All will know it is not you ministering, but I ministering through anointed clay vessels. Sherry Elizabeth cannot and does not take the credit for anything she does for me, for she knows it is not of her, but of me. She knows now I am speaking forth through her to you. The doctors who practice mind manipulation would say this is mental illness, but surrendering yourself to the one who gave you the mouth, emotions, and mind is not mental illness. By admitting or even believing Yahweh can even speak forth out of a person, doctors think it is mental illness. There would have been no Bible if they had succeeded in convincing my disciples of this. Yes, there is a counterfeit, and these people are mentally ill, but my prophets are not one of them. Satan causes mental illness, and the mentally ill need deliverance. Would they not have accused Peter, who walked on the water suicidal, delusions of grandeur, the three Hebrew children? Would they not have said the Hebrew children who were thrown into the fiery furnace had a martyr complex and spirits of suicide? But the flesh is always at war with the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit within you. You must overcome the flesh to minister. You can succeed if you do it in my name, but there is always a war. After every prophecy, the prophet has to war against his flesh, as it rears up and says, who do you think you are to speak to Yahweh's people and say he speaks it? If this does not happen to my prophets and they don't admit to this war, then I am not speaking forth out of them. A sure sign my spirit has spoken or written out of a person is if they encounter that voice, which causes them to wonder, is this really you, Yahweh? The one writing you now, your sister has this battle constantly. for she feels unworthy to be used in this way. I have to remind her, as I'm going to remind others by causing this to be shared with others. Do you really think you could speak so beautifully and full of anointed power? Do you really think you have this much wisdom? Always my true prophets have to say, you're right. This can't be me. Do you really think you have this kind of boldness? Then say, forgive me, Heavenly Father. It has to be you, for I can't. Neither would I desire to do such a thing as to say, thus saith the Ave, when it's not true. This is the mark of a true prophet. They doubt their flesh, but have confidence in the Ruach HaKodesh that uses them. They know they can do nothing, or desire to do nothing without the Ruach HaKodesh anointing them to do it. Stop fearing the gifts I have given you. I won't force you to feed my sheep, and you will still go to heaven, but your rewards will not be as great, and I shall raise up another to fill your place where you should have been. There are souls waiting for you to minister to them. Fear is the opposite of faith. Again, I speak forth the confirmation, but don't keep testing me, for that which has already been confirmed, time is short, my coming is shortly. Do what you're going to do for me, now and not later. Now is when I need my ministers, my warriors. Now is when I need those chosen to gather in the harvest of souls. Now is when I need you to be fishers of men and women. Now is when I need my prophets to speak forth. Now is when I need the evangelist, spirits like John the Baptist to come forth. Now is the time of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. So many of that called, wait until tomorrow, till conditions are just right for them. Yet tomorrow and the right conditions never come for them. Wake up! This is a trick of the enemy. Another trick is, I am not worthy to preach the gospel of Yahushua. I have too many problems. I have a past that brings me shame. You can't use me. Wake up. I am the one who chooses who serves me, not you. Did I not choose Paul to serve me in a mighty way? And he was a murderer of thousands of Christians. How much worse of a past could he have had? Yet I took that past and used it for my praise, honor, and glory. What Satan meant for evil, I turned around for your good. That's what I do. I don't call people into the ministry who have not suffered. They wouldn't identify with my suffering children. You don't know how much a wound hurts until you yourself have been wounded. Who better to tend to the wounded sheep than one who has known the pain? You won't know how to bring someone out of sin to the foot of Calvary's cross if you yourself didn't have something to identify with them. A sinner saved by grace. How can you minister to the backsliders if you yourself have not at one time or another thought you lost your faith in me? Your greatest weakness I will cause to be your greatest strength, for I will use that weakness and help you overcome it and prove the reality of Yahushua. When I confirm you have been chosen, don't stand there and question me. Why me? Only know that the great I Am has chosen you, and I don't make mistakes. It's still your choice, though, whether you obey. But you will be miserable, and always aware that you disobeyed my calling on your life, should you refuse it. That's why I said, many are called and few are chosen. Which will you choose to be? I already know what you have chosen. Does not my word say those who put their hand to the plow and look back are not worthy? Put your hand to the plow. Leave your past at the foot of the cross of Calvary. I allowed the things that happened to make you stronger for me, not weaker. For you have a testimony that is made of gold, not brass. Use it to bring souls to me. Use it to bring me praise, honor, and glory. I, your master, Yahushua HaMashiach, am returning sooner than you think. As the evil gets more rampant in this world, and evil ones flaunt the sin in my face, saying, what you gonna do about it, Yahushua? I will show them what I'm gonna do about it. As I show my children when I spank them, I will punish those flaunting my commandments. Homosexuality, immorality, and Bible in my face and daring to mock me. It's coming. My wrath is coming in this world undiluted. As they teach the babes to sin, and that my words are no longer for today. They are going to pay in a mighty way. I was only the sacrificial lamb once. I come back as a mighty warrior next time. But first I gather my children home. My wrath is reserved for my enemies, not my children. My children, those loving and serving me, whose sins are washed in the shed blood at Calvary, have nothing to fear. But my enemies will never know such fear. For what they feared will come upon them, and what they never feared will consume them. As my name is used as a curse word on the airwaves, and all that is holy is mocked across the airwaves, I will prove that I am Almighty God, the great Yahweh. I am, and it's not me who is being mocked and cursed. It's you who listen to this and not feel sorrow for hearing it, and have hardened your heart and allowed this and not spoken against it. My children, take back the airwaves of my name. You don't hear Buddha being cursed, or Satan, or Muhammad, but you hear the name of Jesus Christ being cursed. You hear the God you serve being damned. It is not God Almighty that is damned. It is the one speaking forth these curses upon themselves. Only the blood of Yahushua washed them clean from this sin. I tell you, look to the volcanoes and earthquakes, the terrors in the sky, and you will know how soon my coming is. As I control the one thing man cannot, and never will control the elements in the sky and the weather, man cannot stop the volcanoes, earthquakes, snow, or cold, or heat, tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, from torrential rain. As evil gets more evil, good becomes more holy. I am separating my people now, and my coming is imminent. Do what you are going to do for me, quickly. The elderly are to be treated lovingly and with respect, for they are elders who are storehouses of much knowledge. They are my treasures upon this earth. Yet how many are forgotten, locked away, treated like unwanted garbage. Their own children legally kill the sick and handicapped. They are burdened financially. Let the poor die. Do away with welfare. What good are they? Did I not say the poor will always be with you? But you were to share what you had with them. Feed the poor, clothe the naked, your brothers and sisters, those called by my name, washed in my blood, and you pretended you don't see them. I see them. I hear their cries. I allowed it to see how many do you care. But for the grace of God Yahweh, there go you. You are your brother's keeper. When one part of the body of Yahushua suffers, it all suffers. Stop ignoring the pain. As the murderers of innocent babes yet in their mother's wombs are ripped apart, so savagely you think because this sinful world legalizes it, it is legal with me. Even your murderers on death row, you try and think of merciful ways and quick deaths for them. The laws give at least 10 years more in most cases at the expense of taxpayers, your tax money to lengthen their lives, to invent more merciful ways to kill those that took lives without any mercy. Yet baby is so precious to me. Babes, I have counted the days till their birth. Put my spirit in them, cause them to grow strong and healthy in their mother's wombs, so they will breathe at time of birth. And these innocent babies, never known wrong, are tortured as their unheard screams echo in my ears. Those that have done these abortions and not confessed and asked for forgiveness and turned away from this sin, for all of eternity you will hear the screams of all those babies as one of your punishments you will have waiting for you in hell, and never a break from the cries of the murdered babies or screams. Do you know how a crying baby gets on your nerves? Imagine millions in your ears for eternity. Repent now, nurses, doctors, women who have done these things for your own sake. Repent now, politicians who pass these laws. Supreme Court, you're not supreme in my eyes. You're not above my laws. Almighty God Yahweh alone is supreme. Almighty God Yahweh alone is judge and jury and executioner. Yahushua HaMashiach came so you could have life and life more abundantly. Repent, turn away from this sin, for I will hold you accountable. The blood of the unborn is on your hands. Why? Because I have given mankind a choice to obey that which is instinct given to every woman and man, to protect the young, nurture the young, and yet they are savagely murdered. Woe unto the ones who call this legal. Woe be unto the doctors and nurses who partake in this murder. Woe be unto the politicians who pass the laws of these innocent babies being slaughtered. Woe be unto those who have been silent far too long. For I hear their screams, the baby's souls to whence they came from heaven, but their souls are ripped out of this world unmercifully, cruelty beyond words. I allow the souls to leave only to prove man's inhumanity to man. Knowing what choice that mother already made, grieving and giving her every chance to repent, knowing she won't, angry because she won't repent, Tell them, my daughter, once again, although even those who call them by my name yet do nothing but shake their heads, and others I am so proud to call my children laid their lives, reputations, and finances down to protect the innocent babes in the mother's wombs. These are the ones I will reward. Why aren't the churches supporting those willing to sacrifice their all to protest against the murders of innocent babies? They lose their jobs, imprisoned, mocked, and why? Because they heard my voice and my conviction that said, speak up, don't stay silent. I have heard their prayers, I have seen their tears, and I have felt their pain. Have you? Every church service should be praying for them. Every church service should be praying for my conviction, my judgment on those doing such things, allowing these murders, yet how few do. I am grievously angry, for you say you're mine, and you ignoring the cries of the unborn, and the cries of those that sacrifice their all to protect and stop the slaughter of the unborn. Rise up, speak up in my name. Pray, pray, pray till you see this horror cease. You want to know why I've allowed this to go on? Because I have been waiting for my children to call upon my name to stop this, to prove they care. Not just a handful, but millions should have spoken forth as these laws against my laws were passed. There should never be a church service without this prayer going forth. Pastors, you will be held accountable. You have been warned. Congregations, warn your pastors. They are supposed to be representing me. Urge them every service to pray for this horror to cease, for my judgment to come upon those that refuse to repent. Stop giving me lukewarm prayers. I will not listen. Give me prayers with passion and with a heart that cares. Stop the ritual prayers that are merely mesmerizing words. I will not hear. This is from your mind and mouth, not your heart. Great sinkholes shall open up, and the earth shall swallow these abortion clinics. Not anything man has done, but my hand shall punch this earth where the most blood is spilled. Innocent blood. For not even in war is innocent blood shed like this. But upon the altars of Satan, these children are slaughtered for convenience sake, for vanity, for selfishness, for fear, and for greed. I will give them something to fear. They will fear the Almighty God Yahweh, who created those souls they so viciously murder. They will fear Yahweh, whom they mock and say it's legal. They will fear the ones that put the Christians in their faces to warn them, this is murder, this is sin, for it won't be anything the Christians do to cause them to fear. Other Then pray and move the hand of Yahweh through these prayers. But the women, doctors, nurses, politicians, those applauding the murders of my innocent souls shall see my face and my spirit upon my children, sent forth as troops to pray. Remember the walls of Jericho? Remember how it was not human hands that brought down the walls of Jericho? So it shall be again, and they won't be able to build the abortion clinics fast enough. Tell them, my child, and teach them. There is yet time to repent, but soon there shall be none. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah. It was not human hands that brought the fire and brimstone. It rained from heaven where it's stored up, and it will come again. Evil ones, those practicing this and so much worse, you have been warned. Your laws can legalize homosexual marriages, but I decree it is sin. It is a mockery of a marriage and what I created to be holy. It is not legalized in my eyes. Pastors, some of you have joined in these love feasts in strange flesh, but say nothing. You have partaken in it. Rise up, speak up, tell the heathen to shut up in my name. Don't listen to their lies anymore. They are out after my children. You have been warned, your own children. You must repent now, or you also will suffer what is to come and coming quickly. You have been warned, so worried about your tax-exempt status, but not worried about what the God you claim to serve will do, for not praying against this and for not moving my hands to end this. Again, there should never be a church service that ends without prayer going forth to end this spirit that has been sent forth to contaminate all that is holy. The prayers of the righteous man avail much. Lukewarm prayers I don't hear, and I abhor. Either be hot or cold, but don't come to me lukewarm, for I will spew you out of my mouth. Don't say you are mine, and not stand up for all that is holy or remain silent, as you see others standing up for holiness and getting persecuted for my sake, and not help them any way you can for fear of losing your tax-exempt status. You will lose more than your tax-exempt status. You will lose more than your lives. You will lose your souls. You have been warned. The time is now. Rise up. Speak up. Tell the heathen to shut up in Yahushua's name. One with Yahushua on their side is a majority. A million without Yahushua on their side is a minority. The time is now. A broken vessel of clay, but mighty warrior of Yahushua, Pastor Sherry Elijah.